This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Now the Lord can make you tumble. The Lord can make you turn. The Lord can make you overflow. But the Lord can make you burn. Burn on, big river, burn on.
What does it take to make a river burn? Well, they found out in Cleveland, Ohio, about 40 years ago today. The Cuyahoga River blazed for 30 minutes. It was all about pollution. No, the water didn't catch fire. But shortly after that fire, Time magazine ran an article giving it a prominence that catapulted the environmental movement of the late 60s and 70s. Dan Malthrop, host of The Sound of Ideas on our friends at WCPN in Cleveland, joins us now on location on Lake Erie, stone's throw from the mouth of the Cuyahoga, a burning river, Dan. It's history now, but you still remember it, right?
Well, I wasn't here, but yes, the whole city still remembers it. John, how are you? Good morning. It is, it's 40 years. You know, that last time in 1969 when the river burned 40 years ago today, that was the last time of many, many burns, and a really, like, relatively minor minor fire on the river at that point. There have been many worse fires on the river. That one only cost about $50,000 in damage.
And, you know, in the case of the Cuyahoga River, I mean, it's actually easy to start a fire on a river. You just spread a lot of gasoline and light it. But the Cuyahoga was so deeply polluted, and Lake Erie became so deeply polluted, it really became an emblem for the environment. Movement.
Yeah, it did. And that was partly due to the fact that the Time magazine story that covered it also was the same issue as the coverage of Ted Kennedy's Chappaquiddick incident. So it was a very widely read issue.
Wow. Wow.
Just kind of bad timing for the river. But It did, I mean, it's sort of bad timing, but good timing, because it created, it sort of lent a lot of muscle to the environmental movement. And it was one of many events that sparked, so to speak, the Clean Water Act and the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency.
Well, speaking of sparks, any luck trying to set the river or the lake on fire this morning?
No. I've been trying. I've been throwing matches in all morning. Nothing.
So, but it's a serious point. I mean, the fish are safer now. You can actually go swimming.
It's not even that the fish are safer. I mean, I'm actually going on vacation after this morning on the shores of Lake Erie, and I'll be swimming every day if I can. But the, I mean, in 1969 and in the decade after, they would be checking for wildlife, and there was nothing. They would find one or two fish. You know, they'd run 10 miles up the Cuyahoga and find one or two fish. There are between 40 and 60 species of fish living in the Cuyahoga now.
Which is why Cuyahoga Valley National Park and other organizations are celebrating 2009 as the year of the river.
Exactly. And it's a big deal. Now, it's interesting, the Environmental Protection Agency, the folks who've been doing the cleanup, the Cuyahoga River Community Planning Organization and the Remedial Action Plan people, they have been trying to get portions of the river delisted, because the Cuyahoga is still one of the EPA's areas of concern in terms of the Lake Erie water or the Great Lakes watershed.
But it's still a great story. 40 years ago, it caught on fire, and now you're thinking of going on vacation. Dan Malthrop, host of The Sound of Ideas, broadcasting live from Lake Erie, WCPN in Cleveland. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.